Hi, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of What's the Buzz, where we come together to learn more about fellow Evergreeners and what B Corp means to them. My name is David, and I'm here with Wilmer. We wanted to start with a bang, so we have a very special guest with us today. Isn't that right, Wilmer?
That is a very special guest indeed. I think we probably don't need to give much of an introduction, but, you know, aside from the fact that he is a very, very, very great leader, he is someone that I've come to learn from just watching him and just listening to the kind of questions he asks in meetings and even the conversations that we've had. I know that he's a very kind human being, someone that genuinely cares about community. So yeah, without further ado, we'll introduce Matt.
There will
you
be
buttered me up there, Wilmer.
I have to send you a fruit basket for the holidays.
But you know, as David mentioned, one of the reasons why we're doing the podcast is for everyone to get to know each other. It's just to provide another platform, and you know, for us to be able to show who we really are, right? In a sense, not that we don't already at work, but some of the questions get fun and personable. And then the other aspect is obviously the B Corp aspect. But to start out, you know, a lot of us know you, but for those of us that don't know you, tell us just a little bit about yourself. Tell us where you live, what you do for Evergreen, and anything else that you would like to share.
Cool. Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. This is really cool. Not only is this the first podcast for the B Corp, this is my first one I've ever done before, so we'll see how this goes. You may not invite me ever back again. Well, cool. So I guess like you, Wilmer, I'm from the East Coast. I'm originally from Connecticut, but my parents and all my extended family are from Wisconsin. So I kind of think of myself as an East Coaster with Midwestern roots. And so my whole family still lives back in New England, and I love to get back there as much as I can. So what do I do for Evergreen? Well, I think my official title is president, but what I do for Evergreen is really try to be the biggest cheerleader for our team and to fill in the gaps, and then also be out there presenting what Evergreen can do for our clients and what we can do for our communities. And it's really, I guess it's the best way to say it is I have the true honor of representing Evergreen to the world and presenting all of you in the best light as possible every single day. And so you guys make my job relatively easy. I live in Park City, Utah. I've been up here for about 6 years, but I lived in Utah since 2004. So I guess I call this home, but I don't know that I will ever be a native Utahan, because I hear you have to be born 7 generations or so to actually be a Utahan. Is that right?
It's awesome. So you explained a little bit about what you do. Now, what do you tell friends and family when they ask you what do you do for work? Because we do so many different things here. So, but we want to hear your elevator pitch.
Well, you know, I've been trying to do this for my entire career in energy efficiency, because when I started in this crazy business and around the millennium, around 2000, I had to come up with an elevator pitch. And so it was a lot easier when I was counting light bulbs or inspecting air conditioners. But I had to really come up with a concise way of telling my mom what I do. And so what I say is we get people excited about clean energy. That's what I think Evergreen is really, really good at. There's other companies that they do engineering or they do analysis. But I think what we really do is we put it all into the works. We put it into practice. So, yeah, we get people fired up, whether they're contractors, utilities, even we get them excited. Any type of customer base, we've shown that we can do it anywhere in the country with any type of community.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for representing us, Matt. I wanted to see, as far as like hobbies and things like that, what's like one word or maybe a phrase even that only people familiar with your hobby would understand?
That's a good question. Well, first and foremost, my problem is I have too many hobbies, and they seem to change. I think right now it's a high and fast would be the phrase that I would use right now.
Okay. And then we we had a little conversation with Wilmer whether we try and give out a $5 Amazon gift card to have people guess what it is, or if we just ask you and to say, okay, what is it? But yeah, no, enlighten us. What is it that that you're doing right now?
Well, you know, my mom used to tell me when I was a little kid, Matt, you need to fly. I think that was more metaphorical because now she's terrified. But yeah, I learned how to fly. And that is one of the most freeing things I've ever been able to do in my life. I encourage everyone to have an opportunity to go fly someday. So I love flying airplanes, and that's my hobby right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Wilmer. And thanks, Matt. It was really fun to get to know you a little bit more. So just to kind of bring everyone up to speed, B Corp really focuses on certain areas. And some of those areas are community, customers, environment, workers, and governance. So we thought about bringing you on and talking about some specific things about B Corp and what it means to you, in this instance, what it means to Evergreen and to everyone listening also. So talking specifically about governance, we had a few questions for you. And one of them is, how do you see Evergreen's governance structure as unique?
Well, first and foremost, I probably got to go Google governance, so I'm going to make some stuff up here about what I think it means. But I think in plain speak, governance means kind of like how we're structured, how we're managed, and then how we kind of put ourselves together to get cool stuff done. It's through that lens that I'll give you a few thoughts. First and foremost, Evergreen, we're privately held, fiercely independent, we're debt-free, and we continue to kind of hold some of those small company values very, very closely. I think what makes us unique in terms of how we're structured is, unlike most companies, you know, every Evergreener can say this, you know, what's the purpose of a business, right? That's absolutely unique. And I know everyone out there, I'm not even going to say it, because everyone can recite it in their heads as to what's the purpose of a business, in two words. That is unique. And as we think about putting our own needs aside in light of our customers' needs or our clients' needs or the folks that we serve every single day, that absolutely puts us into a slightly different category. And so I think that applies in terms of how we see ourselves and how we're structured. One of the things I've really tried to bring to Evergreen over the last handful of years is a more distributed leadership approach. I've worked for big companies where innovation was frowned upon. I mean, sometimes it was even discouraged. You come up with a new idea and everyone tries to squash it. So I think what makes us unique is that we're really trying to become more and more entrepreneurial, where everyone sees themselves as a consultant in their own right and really trying to expand and broaden not only their ability to perform for our clients, but their own careers and own growth. I'd like to see us continue to expand in that area.
Oh, that's awesome. You kind of answer on our second question in reality in talking about governance and where you see it going in the next few years. So I think it'll be great for everyone listening in to feel that sense of empowerment that you're looking to give us. And that's something I'm personally grateful for working for a company like this. So to me, that's honestly pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's not mayhem. I mean, we all need to be coordinated and moving forward in a common direction. But I love seeing how much we get done in a day that I had no idea how that happened, but it all worked together to meet the needs of our clients. And that has just been so darn cool to see. So yeah, it's been neat to see folks kind of growing into their own space. So, yeah. Thanks, Wilmer.
Yeah. And to your point, Matt, I don't think a lot of us knew what governance was. So that's kind of why we picked you and we had you on, because someone had to know and we figured you were a good candidate. So, yeah. So then moving on to another one of those values is customers. So let me review here. We have community, customers, environment, workers, and we just talked about governance. So when you think about those B Corp values, how do you see Evergreen impacting our clients?
I think Tom Wood said it best. The world needs a little more Evergreen. I got a sticker somewhere around here that's got that. But I think what that really boils down to is what we do matters as much as how we do it. And that's, I think, one of the reasons that we pursued B Corp. You know, any old company can get stuff done, but it takes the unique few that care about how they get it done as much as what they get done. And I think that's really, really important. And I think that also applies to the clients that we serve. We're not gigantic. We don't aspire to be huge. We aspire to work for clients where our services are needed and meaningful. And so we're selective in who we work for. And I think that's really important as we think about customers. We work with customers who truly care about the impact that they create. And by nature, they care about the types of providers that they select to work on their behalf. So if you think about the types of customers and clients that we have, they're those that care about the work that we do. And the client contacts that we have, I think the ones that are the most productive are where I think we treat our clients, we treat our team kind of like family. I call it family because we can choose our family in this case. And so I'd say that Evergreen impacts our clients and helping our clients see the value that they create beyond just the almighty dollar. And I think that's important.
Do you feel like that's also been the challenge? Now, being a B Corp company, it's helping the clients see that these other values.
Yeah, but you know, it's interesting in the space that we work in efficiency. When you talk to people about how they got into efficiency or how they got into clean energy, everyone's got a different story. But in general, I would say that most people are in this space because they truly care about making a difference in the world, whether it be climate change, whether it be, you know, equity in terms of how you know, social justice and environmental justice is carried out. Most folks in our industry really, really care about those like broader purpose pieces. And so it's a little easier to carry through these B Corp values. You know, I guess if we were, you know, mining uranium or like, you know, digging up, you know, asbestos, maybe it'd be a different conversation. But in our space, it's a little easier to sell.
Awesome. Awesome. And do you feel like we could be doing more as a company as we, you know, partnering up with our clients, showing them more, like you're saying, showing them things besides the power of the dollar or what that can bring in. Is there anything else that we could be doing as Evergreeners?
Absolutely. Roger has a saying, I think he took it from Mrs. Smith, you know, the cookie, the famous cookie company. Mrs. Smith used to have this saying, there's always a way to make a better chocolate chip cookie. And so if Mrs. Smith can improve upon the chocolate chip cookie, we can improve upon how we make an impact in our communities, how we drive climate change mitigation, how we help underinvested communities save money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's more to be done.
Perfect.
So is there something that stands out that matters most to you in terms of our customer focus?
You ask a really, really good question. I think it lies in the results. And if you were to sit back and talk to folks about the work that we do, it really, really matters the closer you get to the consumer. When you're in the field, on the ground, making energy efficiency or clean energy happen, that's when you actually see the magic of what our result, you know, the magic of what we do. It's the results. I remember, this is a long time ago, I was working at a utility and I went and we were doing some energy efficiency in low-income mobile homes. And the main measure that we had was connecting the ductwork to the furnace. They were in a mobile home, a manufactured home, is probably the better way to say it. Their energy bills are $300 a month. It was because their furnace was venting into the crawl space beneath their home rather than into the home themselves. That to me was impactful. It was like why this work matters. And so I think we care about lasting results. I know I personally do, and I know that the staff, our team does. But I think because we put staff in the communities that we work in, and the results that we have or that we create impact communities that we work and live, you tie those two. Me living here in Utah, having spent many years looking at air quality in the Wasatch Front and the Salt Lake Valley, what we do here in Utah matters because you can see it every single day in the winter. And now we're starting to see those the impacts in the summer. And so if we can start to mitigate those changes, dang, could you imagine what else we could do in other communities that we don't work in? So yeah, I'd say what matters most in terms of our customer focus is that we care about lasting results. That'd be my answer to that one.
That's awesome. Thank you for that, Matt. It's definitely been great to have you here. It's been a real pleasure. You know, we hope that this first episode again can serve as that spark to help initiate conversation amongst other evergreeners. And you know, the idea is to one day have them on this platform and share their thoughts. So, but before we go, we do have one last question that we'd definitely like to ask you. And again, thank you, Matt. We really appreciate the time to be able to do this.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. This was great. So yeah, before you go, we want to know what's something that you're looking forward to in the next year.
That's a good question. There's a lot to look forward to, frankly. I mean, every day I wake up, I go, whoo, made it through another one. So I guess there's a number of things that I'm looking forward to this coming year on a personal level. I can't believe I'm now saying this out loud, but I'm going to try to do a half marathon. I used to run marathons. I haven't done one in many, many years. So I'm going to try to do that to see if I can actually get this whole body out there working again. So yeah, maybe follow back up with me and see if I actually finished.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm excited to do personally, just for me. But professionally, I think as we wrap up our 25th year, I'm excited to see Evergreen continue to grow and expand. Last year, we had a theme of being more diverse, the more diverse Evergreens, you know, where we work, the stuff that we do, and the composition of those that serve customers. And I really think that carries us into this year's theme of Evergreen Forward. I'm looking forward to seeing not just me pushing our company forward, but just like you're doing here with our first podcast, is carrying Evergreen forward with many, many other hands doing it. So I look forward to seeing the growth of our team and what they can contribute into their communities and watching all of those. So this wasn't my idea, it was yours. It's a perfect example of taking cool innovation and energy and carrying it forward. So continue to do this. Wilmer, David, it's been awesome getting to know you, by the way, over the last, you know, several, you know, it's been about a year or so, but thanks again for taking the this initiative and moving it forward. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for letting me be a guest.
Thank you, Matt, for accepting our invitation. A very special thank you to the B Corp committee for making this possible and to Jerry Civelli for audio production. See you all next time.